You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So if you want to see any of the information we talk about on the show, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And you'll get a little smarter with your dough.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So, Tammy, it's winter time right now.
It's winter.
It is starting to get cold. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are a little bit scared to sell their house in winter because they think there are not going to be buyers out there.
Right. Well, winter may not be the most popular time to sell a home, but it doesn't mean you have to wait until the weather warms up to list your property. You know, with the right strategy and some work, you can make your home stand out and to potential buyers. There's just not a lot of competition out there.
Right. So you've developed some tips for selling your home in the winter because it's a different animal. You know, you're not going to be worried about having your landscaping manicured.
That is very true.
You know, you're not as worried about your yard and having it mowed every week. Now it's a different set of considerations.
That's right. That's right. So we wanted to share a few things with you. And of course, like Doug said, we'll have this on the website.
All right, so let's jump in. What's your first tip for selling a home in the winter?
Keeping the temperature up, actually. It sounds
spoken
like
from a woman who's always cold.
I'm always cold. But it sounds like a no-brainer, but, you know, Doug, you like things a little cooler, and I like things a little warmer. But when you are showing your home, you want to minimize – I know you want to minimize your utility bills, but you need to remember that the door is going to be open, people are going to be walking in and out, they're going to be cold, and it'll just feel real cozy and warm inside when they come in. It's that emotional connection is what ends up happening.
Well, and I've toured a lot of homes through the years, and especially when I'm looking at foreclosures, when I go into a foreclosure where the electricity's off and it's freezing inside, it's a totally different thought process.
It is because you're surviving to stay warm.
Right, right. So keep that temperature up.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be at 75 or anything, but 72 is really kind of the normal temperature. Yeah, but I think you need to be at least 70 degrees.
Yes, and if you have a fireplace, get that roaring.
Yeah, and we'll actually talk more about that too.
Yeah.
So number two tip, Tammy.
Yep. Take care of the ice and snow. Again, sounds like a no-brainer, but sometimes you never know when the weather changes here in Missouri or Illinois. You are going to have to make sure that those sidewalks are cleared out and the doorways are clear of snow and, you know, out your slider you don't use in the winter, things like that.
Yeah, there's the safety reasons, for one, is you need to keep it very clear of any snow. But
definitely,
then there's aesthetically, too. It doesn't look good when your driveway isn't shoveled or your sidewalks aren't shoveled and people are having to walk through it to get up to your front door.
Exactly, exactly. And that is, I mean, that you were talking about lawn care. This is part of the outdoor care that you need to do.
Right.
So
tip number three is keep the exterior clean. And, you know, so you and I, Tammy, we have a dog. And what's our dog like to do?
Yeah, there'll be brown bombs out in the yard. So.
Well, brown bombs. Oh, yeah, and especially if there's snow in the ground and now a brown bomb out there.
Right.
Or she loves to chew stuff up.
Yeah, she's a young puppy, so you got to make sure that all that stuff gets cleaned up. And also, if we did have slushy snow, you want to make sure that part's cleaned up and shoveled up and, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, I think there's a tendency, because we don't spend as much time outside during the wintertime, to not notice things.
Right.
We don't go out there and just spend time in the yard when it's cold. So you have to purposely go out and walk around and just make sure that everything looks okay.
That's right. And I'll give you, I'm going to put a link on there to give you some other staging tips.
Yeah,
for
exterior
the
staging tips.
Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. One of the other things when you're looking at keeping the exterior clean is to watch out for ice dams.
That's right. That's right. While many people love that magical look of wintertime around the home and the snow, the icicles that form, you never know when one of those suckers could break off and, you know.
Not only fall down and stab somebody, but they can do damage to your
house,
too. Yeah,
they can. And you just want to make sure that those things are taken care of.
Well, and that's actually a tip not just for selling your home, but just period.
Just in general, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those can cause a lot of damage. It can loosen shingles. They can even tear off shingles. They can, you know, force water into your house.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Once that water freezes and expands, it's just going to start moving things around on you.
Right. That's right.
Tammy, one of your, this next one's one of your favorites.
Mine, and I mentioned it earlier, but it's showcasing that fireplace. If you have one, you definitely need to showcase it, whether it's a wood fireplace or a gas fireplace. It's just really very, very inviting, especially in the winter for someone.
Yeah, so have it on. Mm-hmm. Have a fire actually burning in there when you know people are coming.
That's right.
It really looks homey when you see that.
I mean,
that's,
it does.
We've talked about that before when we talked about the renovation return on investment, because a fireplace, a fireplace mantle and stuff is one of the higher returns on investment. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to showcase a fireplace, if it doesn't look very good, also consider redoing the mantle and putting a new fireplace doors on.
Very true. Good point. And you may want to coordinate with your real estate agent, especially in an open house. That would be a great time to have the fireplace going and make sure that they're comfortable with all that, keeping up with it.
And I'll say that not every real estate agent knows how to do a lot of these tips and give you good advice. So if you feel like you have an agent that doesn't give you good advice on how to sell your home in the wintertime, reach out to us. I mean, Tammy and I are not real estate agents, so we don't have a vested interest in that. Except that we interview a lot of the top agents in St. Louis, and we know who the ones are that give good advice and don't give good advice.
Yeah.
So let us know if you want a referral to a really good agent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that referral, reach out at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684, the numbers for it. All right, so next.
Yeah, real quick, show in the daytime if possible. A lot of times you don't have a control over that with everybody's busy schedules, but the house just shows better during the daylight, especially in the wintertime. So that's another tip.
Yeah, and you may not always have control over it, but most people will want to view it during the day. I mean, it's going to get dark about 5 o'clock during the wintertime in St. Louis.
Right.
So try to get this get the showing scheduled before that.
And if you can do it during the day, just make sure all your exterior lights are functioning and everything's well lit.
And next on the list is to emphasize comfort.
Yes.
Okay, that's one that as a guy, I may not know what that means. What does that mean to you, Tammy?
Well, I mean, again, it's going back to the fireplace, or if you don't have a fireplace, you know, maybe even considering some of the, they have the LED candles now. I know that sounds kind of hokey, but I prefer the real candles, but, you know, having things lit, having the baked cookie smell going on, it's always good in the winter, having the big comfy blankets around. Those are just little, again, it's the emotional connection people get when they walk in the door, they smell the cinnamon or the baked cookies or, like I said, just hearing and feeling the fireplace.
Well, and the majority of people don't have a really strong vision for when they walk into a house, how mm-hmm. they can make it look. Okay, by
right.
far the majority. So
right.
you have to create that vision for them.
You do. It's right, really important.
So next, if it's in December and you have Christmas season, you need to embrace the season.
That's right. I mean, you may be past your prime and wanting to decorate big time, but go ahead and embrace that at this time of year. It's a good opportunity to show what their next holiday could look like.
Right. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the tips for selling a home in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the next ones is no shoes.
No
is a really
shoes.
Good idea.
Yes. Now, there's agents. I loved our agent that helped us sell our homes in the past. And she always provided the little shoe covers.
The little booties.
The booties. Which is great when you're not having to deal with slushy snow, because those booties won't work in the wintertime. You're just going to – it'll help a little bit. I mean, if they have slushy gunk on their shoes, it'll just go through those booties.
Yeah, so have a little shoebox or a mat and a little sign for them to take their shoes off, because you do not want people tracking stuff in.
Right.
And that also will go for you as a homeowner. You might consider not wearing shoes in your house in the wintertime so that you're not tracking things in.
Right. And – 9 times out of 10, if you work with your agent, they're going to help you with that. They're pretty easy to work with on that stuff. So,
all right, one of the next things is, and this goes for any time of the year, is to price it right.
And that's always the million-dollar question, is what's the right price? It's really, if you have a good agent, that person's going to really know what the market is asking, what it's driving, how long homes are on the market, and things like that, and really listen to what they have to say. They're the experts in that industry, and you're just wanting to sell that house. So the risk of pricing it too high because you're emotionally attached to your home isn't always the best advice, especially in the winter time. It doesn't mean that you have to completely sell yourself short, but again, a good agent is going to really help you talk you through all of that.
Right, and one of the other important things is make your marketing material count, because if it's wintertime, let's say you have a really nice pool and now the pool cover's on it.
Right.
Have some marketing material with pictures of what your house looked like in the summer.
Great idea,
when
Doug.
Your grass
yes.
was green.
That's right.
Pictures of what the pool looked like when
it was
open. All those things to let them see what it looks like in other seasons. When your trees have bloomed, houses look so different.
Yes, that is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the next questions is, why sell a home in the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's, I think we need to touch on that briefly, because people will ask, should I take my home off the market in the winter?
You know, that's always a good question, because, you know, if your house has been sitting for a long time on the market, you may get some advice from an agent that let's go ahead and take it off and put it back on in the spring. You know, that's, again, you got to look at what's going on in your market. You got to look what homes are out there and, you know, just communicate with your agent.
All right, so we have 9 additional quick pointers for selling a home in the winter that we're going to list on our website. So visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look for tips for selling a home in the winter, okay, and look at those additional tips, too, that we haven't had time to cover in the air. And when we return, we've just talked about how to sell a home in the winter. Now we're going to talk about buying a house in the winter and how to buy it right.
That's right.
Listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.